Board of Directors meeting. Please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the back room of the meeting room. Prior to turning the agenda for today's meeting, I'd like to announce the procedure to be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear the subcommittee chairperson's report with their proposals and recommendations, and the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairperson. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask the public not interrupt the directors' discussions and action. Quorum call, please.
Begley.
Here.
Bonnet.
Here.
Bradley.
Here.
Conley.
Here.
Davidson. Fowler. Jeff.
Here.
McCormick.
Here.
Zepinski.
Here.
Teaser.
Here.
And chairperson.
Here. I have excused absences for Davidson and Fowler. Option agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Roll call.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Yes.
Zepinski.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
And chairperson.
Yes. Item 5, adoption agenda. Consent agenda. A motion.
So moved.
Second. Conley, seconded by Begley. Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Zepinski.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Aye.
And chairperson.
Yes. I have here for the record the proof of publication of this meeting. Item 8, agency reports, NRCS, Andy Bonenkamp. Submitted a written report again. Someday we'll see him, won't we? Any questions, comments? Staff or directors? With that, please read the report and acknowledge accordingly. Item B, legislative report.
Mr. Gay's not here. So. No report.
No report. Subcommittee reports. Item A, program sponsored operation. Director Fred Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the July 6, 2021 meeting of the Program Projects and Operations Subcommittee are accepted. Incorporating these minutes and the following recommendations to the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 9A1, Water Sustainability Fund Application for West Papillion Regional Basin. Recommendation that the General Manager be authorized to execute and submit a Water Sustainability Fund Application for the West Papillion Regional Basin 4 Project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comment? Staff, directors, roll call.
Aye.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Zepinski.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Item number 9A2, Big Papio Levee Culvert Phase 2, Ram Construction Contract Change Order Number 6. Recommendation that the General Manager be authorized to approve the Big Papio Levee Culvert Phase 2, Ram Construction Change Order Number 6, bringing the total construction contract amount to $3,480,247.70, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments? Staff, director, roll call.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Zepinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Chairperson.
Yes.
9A3, Water Sustainability Fund Grant Application for the Papio MRNRD IMP Water Quality Monitoring Project. Recommendation that the General Manager be authorized to execute and submit a Water Sustainability Fund Application for the Papio NRD Water Quality Monitoring Project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as performed by district legal counsel. And I so move.
Any public comments? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
McCormick?
Yes.
Kensky?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Aye.
Monick?
Aye.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Jeff?
Yes.
Dan Shepherd?
Yes.
9A4.
Mr. Chairman?
Director Bradley, I'm sorry.
And I hope this is the right time. I didn't mean to interrupt, but
I
would like to make a motion that item number four, that we move, the full board move with staff recommendation.
And staff recommendation, if you would like to read that for the record, please.
See, it was nice.
Yes, sir.
It's also on the board.
Yeah, it's on the board. Thank you.
You want me to read that out,
please,
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
All right. Staff recommends that the subcommittee recommend to the Board of Directors that the general manager be authorized to execute a joint funding agreement with the U.S. Geological Survey for a total cost to the district of $57,835 for the addition of continuous groundwater monitoring sites in the Platte and Elkhorn River Valley. And furthermore, that the general manager be authorized to execute an amendment to the groundwater monitoring interlocal agreement with the Lower Platte North NRD for reimbursement of $6,426.11 of such total cost, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager in approval as to form by district legal counsel.
Okay, the motion, is there a second?
Second.
Second by
Fred Conley.
Any comments from the public? Staff, any additional comments? Directors. Did I see your hand go up?
I just wanted to know exactly how this is going to be voted on. So we're voting for that motion, yes,
yes
or no?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
It basically replaces the denial of the subcommittee.
Got it.
And Director McCormick, did you have a hand up?
Just a comment, point of order. The motion that he made is for the subcommittee to make a recommendation. It should be a motion that the Board of Directors can authorize. So you can do a friendly amendment just to clarify, take the subcommittee part out of this.
Director Brett and Fred Conley, do you?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. So I'll understand the recommend to ourselves, basically.
Yeah.
So it's not the subcommittee. Do you understand that? And Tim McCord, do you have
One question I had was, this is for 1 year of operation. Is the following year the same dollars, or is it some setup costs in the initial? Or is this something you're going to do for forever?
If you scroll up to the next, or scroll up to that table, so that is the cost for the 1 year. It includes the purchasing of the equipment and the maintenance for that year. Ongoing costs after that would be less, of course, just for the maintenance. But you're looking at, and this is a little bit confusing with this graph because I did add the six back in. So this will be our total from after this year. These would be our totals, would be then for all 15 sites, including the six we already do, would be $28,000 each year for our cost and $4,350 for Lower Platte North's cost. So that would be the total to operate all 15 of the sites as we move forward.
Can you clarify existing maintenance costs of just the six?
The existing maintenance costs is at
$28,000?
It's $10,500, basically, is our current.
So basically another two-thirds, obviously,
another 18,000,
yeah, per year until
you have
$18,000 more. Yes, it does. Thank you.
Do you have your hand up?
Paul, Tuesday night, thank you, Mr. Chairman. We kind of caught you off guard with a lot of questions, and I felt like you probably wanted to say a couple of additional items. Maybe you've thought of a couple things since then. But I raised my questions, and this is more for the whole staff. When I ask questions about certain issues like this, spending money gathering to gather data, what I'm looking for is what's our end user? Who is our end user? Is it an ag producer in the area? Will it generate economic activity, create jobs, or increase the tax base through that economic activity? So if you see a program like this and you're trying to gather some information or new data sets, I'd like to know if it's a piece of a greater puzzle and how many other pieces need to come together to generate the picture that an end user, especially a commercial or ag producer, might use that information.
Okay. I can help clarify that a little bit. Yeah, we're recommending this from a technical standpoint, not just to gather the data. As that moves forward, as we do modeling, of course, we mentioned that tonight, but really it's to make sure the model is correct. We do this with our flood models and everything, too. If we don't have a graph of what actually happened in the real world, you know, we just run the model and we think it's right. This way we run the model. If it matches what happened in the real world with these elevations, then it's more accurate. And so in doing that, what we're trying to do is protect the users out there that would have irrigation, that would have facilities, manufacturing, basically water users out there in this combined area of the Platte Elkhorn River. It's kind of our most sensitive area where the groundwater is connected to the river in such a way. But making sure that they're not being burdened in such a way that we'd have restrictions that they shouldn't have. Making sure it's as accurate as we can be so that we're not enforcing restrictions that aren't necessary.
Have we had restrictions in that area? Are there a bunch of irrigators in that location up and down that eastern side of the Elkhorn?
Our current restrictions don't hold them to a certain water use, but we are just allowing like we restrict how many new irrigated acres can be added each year, things like that. If the model that they're currently proposing, that being the state is currently proposing, goes in place, those restrictions would broaden out and be basically we'd let less people come in and start irrigation or manufacturing, whatever that might be.
Thank
you. Dr. Teaser. Remember that famous line that Hillary Clinton said about Benghazi? In the end, what difference does it make? And I ask you that. We are at the bottom. Everything that's going to happen is going to happen above us. We have to cope with what we have, and we're not going to change it. We're not going to get more water. We're not going to get less water by monitoring this water in our district. To me, it's basically, you know, and I've heard time and time again, well, we have water from Platte River Landing by Lashura going cross-country underground into the Elkhorn River. But it flows, then the Elkhorn River flows right back into the flat. And so we're monitoring water that's going from one river to the other and right back to the flat and spending all this money. I kind of find it rather ridiculous, but that's, again, my point.
Thank you. Bradley, any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think you sort of answered it, Paul, but this is more preventive medicine for the district. That's what I was sort of alluding to. I did a comment Tuesday night by Chairman Thompson, and I sort of agreed partially what you were saying, that, you know, is this some type of an arms race? They have 30, I don't know how many, groundwater monitoring wells up in the NRD upstream, and then we're at 6, and then we're going to get, you know, 9 more, and where does it stop? But I almost wondered, will they be better prepared or have better data and thus better to have a better argument? And when we're downstream, you know, saying, hey, wait a minute, what about us? And that was one of the things I wanted to know about.
I think not necessarily in comparing the districts, I think they're putting it in certain areas where they feel it's most necessary as well. And that's what we're really trying to do here, is just focus our attention on a certain area. And yes, we're at the downstream end, but we're still part of the whole piece. I mean, we have water, and it's being used. So that's why we're trying to just focus in on this sensitive area. So are we going to expand and just put groundwater level monitoring wells everywhere throughout the district. No, that's really not the plan. This IMP area in this plat in Elkhorn River Valley would be the extent of it.
You alluded to it, but additional nine, is there going to be more next year, year after? And secondly, this goes on until when? Do we stop monitoring, or is this a forever expense?
Probably like a stream gauge, this would be more like a forever expense. We would keep it up. But I don't think we expand it any further than what we're proposing now.
Okay. Any other comments from directors? Roll call.
Sapinski.
No.
Teason.
No.
Heckley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
No.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Jericho.
No.
McCormick.
No.
Chairperson.
No.
That completes my report.
Thank you. Item B, Finance Expenditure Legal, Director Rich Teaser.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Being resolved, the minutes of the July 6, 2021 meeting of the FEL Subcommittee are hereby accepted and appropriated to these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. One, discussion and presentation on bond proposals for the Pathway Reservoir's right-of-way purchase request. This was a discussion item. No action was taken by the Subcommittee. Item two, FY 2022 Budget Draft 1, no action was taken by the Subcommittee. Item 3, FY 2022 Budget Bid Computation, 1% Resolution. Recommendation that the following resolution be adopted. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Pathview NRD approves an additional increase of 1% in the totally restricted funds authority pursuant to Nebraska Revised Statute 13-518 through 13-522, and I so move.
Comments from the public?
Seven votes. Seven. Majority of the
present. Majority.
Or supermajority. Present, not the board. Okay. They changed the statute. It used to be the whole board, but now it's present. Be seven.
Okay. Do we know what we're voting on? Roll call.
Teaser.
Yes.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Jack.
No.
McCormick.
Yes.
Sapinski.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes. Motion passes.
Thank you. 8-1. Item 4, account over 110% maintenance levies, attorney fees 0103-4392-591. Recommendation that account the so mentioned maintenance levies, attorney fees be allowed to exceed 110% of the budget amount up to a maximum of $31,000, and I so move.
Any comments from the public? Directors? Roll call.
Aye.
Bonnet?
Aye.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Jeff?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Pinsky?
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Item 5, Big L property transfer. Recommendations GM be authorized to execute a quick claim deeds for the transfer of portion of outlet Z to Richmond Homes LLC and portions of outlets AA and lot 390 to Woodland Homes Inc., subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Public comments. Staff, directors.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Sapinski.
Yes.
Yes.
Heckley.
Aye.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Yeah. Item 6, land rights for Elk Creek Levee Repairs. Roost property. Recommendation that legal counsel dismiss the petition to condemn and the GM be authorized to execute a purchase agreement with Darlene Roost Revocable Trust dated December 29, 2000 for a not-to-exceed amount of $71,379 for the area containing 6.1 acres of land and temporary easement rights for the Elk Creek Levee Repair Project subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as to form by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Public comments. Staff, directors. Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Zaginski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Bradley.
Aye.
Conley.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes.
That concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Before proceeding to item 9C, I just note for the general public the dates to remember for our budget, that August 10th is the review of the second draft. August 12th will receive public input, and September 9th will be voting set the final tax request. Item C, personnel, legislative, public affairs, Director Kevin Sapinski.
Thank you, Chairman Thompson. Be it resolved that the minutes of the July 6, 2021 meeting of the Personnel, Legislative, and Public Affairs Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Item 9C1, discussion on Executive Order 14008, otherwise known as the 30 by 30 plan. This was a discussion item. No action was taken by the subcommittee. And that concludes my report.
Okay. Thank you. Item 10, Treasurer's Report.
Director
Travis. Absence of Tim Fowler.
All right.
And AJ.
Where are we at? It's going to be a little bit of a long one, but here we go.
It have to be.
Well,
you can refer.
Go ahead.
You can refer to
go ahead.
No, well, usually I.
Whatever you want to read.
Whatever you want to read.
Be it resolved that the treasurer is authorized to expend general funds to pay claims listed in the May 14th through June 10th, 2021 financial report. Any claims made prior to the next board meeting for A through J, and I so move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Tim McQuirk. Discussion from the public. Staff. Director. Roll call.
Conley.
Aye.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Zaginski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes. Item 11, legal update. Nothing. Item 12, chairperson's report. 12A, appointment of an ad hoc committee. Be it resolved, the ad hoc subcommittee appointments as presented by chairperson are hereby approved. And that's for the RFP for the Davis Creek Watershed WFPO, Project Professional Services. Ted Japp, chairperson, regarding the vice chair, Danny Begley, Tim McCormick, Kevin Sapinski, Rich Teaser as alternate. Also move, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Sapinski. Comments from the public?
Begley.
WFPO, what does it stand for?
Watershed Finance
Prevention Operations.
Yeah.
Basically, it replaces the NRCS PL 566 program. We did a lot of projects under that program. So this is the new label for
it. That's a long description,
yes. WFPO. Yeah.
Okay.
That's why it's a federal acronym.
Okay, everyone understand what we're doing here? any comments from Director? Any other comments? Roll call.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Sapinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Chairperson.
Yes. Just wanted to comment. Was there a fireworks problem out here at Chuckles? Was there issues going on? Was it pretty quiet? We let anyone in?
Yeah.
Well, we have a problem in Omaha with cleanups. I'm just
I haven't heard. There was no report that there was a bunch of
good to hear. Thank you. 13, General Manager's Report. John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Topic A, discussion and approve of the LR23 report questionnaire submitted to the Natural Resource Committee. So you all received a letter as well as a district office regarding LR23, which was a interim resolution or interim study submitted by Senator Erdman to the Natural Resource Committee, and they're looking at the performance of the NRD system as far as they're meeting the missions that were outlined by the legislature. We're basically kind of doing what we're supposed to be doing. So to answer that report and the accompanying questions, we put together this document for the Natural Resource Committee. And you see the cover letter to them. We did invite them, if there's any hearings on LR23, that we would gladly be a host for those. And we would also be glad to take the Natural Resource Committee or any senator that wanted to go on a personal tour of the district, we would take them on a tour and show them the differences that we experience here in the Papio because of being part of a NRD with the only metropolitan class in it. And so we have not heard that they're going to hold hearings yet. We submitted the report. I think we were the first one that submitted it. I also included a letter from our auditor that explains how since they have been a part of the district financial auditing, how the district has performed over those years. So you'd find that very interesting to read that. I also included just a lot of information on the do's and don'ts, what the Papio NRD does and what we don't do. There's a lot of, I would say, a lot of misinformation or mischaracterizations that occur during a legislative session. And so we hear those, and so we want to correct those as quickly as possible. So I also included those. So Dean Edson, the NARD Executive Director, he sent an email, and he just asked that each district approve their report that was submitted. Not necessary. It was just a suggestion. So even if you don't approve it, it doesn't have really impact. But I think he just wanted to demonstrate to the committee that the districts obviously knew of the report and knew that we responded to it, and it was submitted. And so that is why it's on the agenda for action. So if you choose, we would appreciate a motion to approve the report. Like I said, it's already been submitted because we had a June 21st deadline to get it in. So they didn't give us a lot of time. So it was in between meetings when the deadline was. This is the first chance we had to have you.
Do we make that motion? Motion to approve.
Yeah, you can.
So that's ratifying it.
Yes.
Okay. Director Connolly made a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any public comment? Staff, additional comment? Director, your hand up, Director.
I'm happy.
It is an extensive report, John. Thank you for doing that. And, please, I'd recommend you pull out your binder, save it, read it when you're sitting there at night and nothing on TV. So, roll call.
McCormick.
Yes.
Sapinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Beckley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Jack.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Information education highlights. So Jen will be contacting you to set up additional meetings to go over the education and awareness initiative that she has been undertaking for quite some time, as well as with the consultant. I sat through the final product and the final recommendations. I particularly liked, at least from a management perspective, there was a lot of cultural, organizational things that I think that we do, but we really don't do a good job or haven't done a good job of identifying that I think we live it all the time, but it's just kind of hasn't been spelled out like I think that they captured very well and spelled out. So if anything, I'm going to take those and put those into practice, at least in the culture of our organization. I think it's good. It shows a lot of pride in what we do, and we've been doing it for a long time. And so then there's other things, obviously, that I think you as directors will have some input on and as far as getting what we do to the public and getting it into digestible pieces, because we do a lot of technical things, and when you start talking in the technical realm, you start losing people's attention real quick. And so this effort has been really, it will be really helpful, has been helpful. So she will be arranging those with you to do those. Personnel miscellaneous items, welcome McKenna Klingsman as the district's new field office program specialist located in Dakota City field office. McKenna is replacing Kelly Frevel, who is retiring in July. She has 33 years with the district. We went up to her retirement party a couple weeks ago, and we're already getting good reports on McKenna. So she's already doing a good job, and she just started. So we're looking forward to her continuing to grow in that position. We received
how do you pronounce her last name?
I think it's Queensman. 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 Okay. Just kind of like it sounds, yeah, or look how it looks. We did receive a thank you note from Anna Baum and Lexi Sperlin for the Upper Loop NRD, thanking Austin for making the trip to the Nebraska National Forest at Halsey to help with their camp. And we get a lot of these from Austin and from Jen's department. They do a great job of teaching folks, bringing up their fish and reptiles and birds and everything else. So congratulations to them. Eric participated in a brown bag presentation at MAPPA. I was interested in learning about cycling for recreation and transportation purposes, as well as the district's overall major trail project. So we thank Eric for doing that on behalf of the district. Also attaches a report on purchases, construction services, professional services, personal property, as well as the current ongoing projects with the district legal counsel. The Papillion Creek Partnership scheduled for June 24th is canceled. Next meeting scheduled is July 22nd. So any other questions, let me know, or if you need any other information, I'd be happy to answer for you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Just add, well, ongoing now is a reception for Greg Yule,
leaving MAPPA,
which obviously we're busy doing other things. I think there'll be a recruiting, or have they recruited, you know, replacement?
Yeah, I don't know if they've advertised for that. Okay. I'm sure they are. But.
When is he leaving?
Oh, I don't know.
End of August, I think. Yeah, I think the end of August.
Item 14, election of our officers, policy 3.0, which is copied in front of your binder. I've got colored and I've got blank.
The blank ones are if we have to go and just did vote for the same.
The intent is to vote on the back of the. Yeah. Mine was sealed, so no one could have snuck one in. Is that correct?
No, it should be in the front.
I double checked them all. So if you actually just on the front, it would be easier.
On the front or the back?
In the front.
In the front. That way I don't have to turn it over.
This is the front, right?
Yeah. That is
all right.
Good job.
Come on, roll.
I'm going to pass the gavel to the vice chairman for the election of the chairman.
If we get more than 9 votes, we know. So.
Or if you used one from last year,
Okay. You open up for nominations.
We'll open up for nominations for chairman.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'd like to nominate Jim Thompson.
Okay. Got a nomination for Jim Thompson?
I nominate Larry Bradley.
Okay. Nomination for Larry Bradley. Any other nominations? The motion to close nominations.
So moved.
Get a second?
Second.
Pick.
No, I don't think. Okay. No, yeah, you can vote. Yep. Vote, tournament. Or Nicole will walk around with the basket.
Did someone write on the white one instead of the yellow one? Did you?
Valid.
Well,
you want to read it?
Well,
it's
been cast.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, give me that.
You can still comment.
he took the yellow one.
Stuck to the envelope. I couldn't find mine for a minute.
That's Brando.
I don't think yellow and white is an anomalous.
No, it's that. As long as we have 9 votes.
Trying to drum up some legal work.
As long as it doesn't end up like 12 or something.
Okay.
Congratulations, Jim.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And I'll give it back to the chairman for the next office.
I don't think we announce the actual numbers, do we?
No.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, sir.
Is that a policy?
Yeah, no. Well, yeah, we should.
All right, well, thank you for
the landslide. Landslide, baby.
All right.
We have a historic.
Then now I will open up nominations for vice chairman.
I'd like to nominate Fred Conley as vice chairman.
Kevin Sapinski has been nominated.
Thank you.
Okay. Nomination.
Motion to
close nomination to vice chair.
Is there a motion?
Is there a motion to
move? I make a motion to close.
Close nomination. Move in second. Okay, vote on the blue.
I'll get it right this time.
I have to write NA.
No, just do N for that present.
Three. And then the side meeting for constituents and the Tooth Fairy, the Easter Bunny. Quite a demand.
I'm glad you're
double it. Yeah, thanks. A lot of fun, but a lot of work, as I expected it to be, as I disappointed.
Thank you very much.
Congrats, Brad.
Thank you for the support.
I hear open the nominations for secretary. Nominations are now open.
I'd like to nominate Rich Teaser.
I'll second.
Okay. Any other nominations for secretary? Any other nomination? Nominations are hereby closed.
Motion for unanimous. Vote by unanimous.
Motion consent. Been made for unanimous vote by acclamation that Rich Teaser is our secretary. Is there a second?
Second.
We don't vote on that, do we? We just declare it. Okay. Congratulations, Mr. Rich Teaser. All right. Open the nomination to treasurer.
I nominate Larry Bradley for treasurer.
Larry Bradley's been nominated.
Jim Fowler.
Jim Fowler's been nominated. Any other nomination?
Motion of nomination to be closed.
Second.
Second.
Okay. Vote for Director Fowler or Director Bradley on the green line. The same as a color scooter that we have in town, which
you still have scooters?
I had to look over.
Thank you.
Ooh, this next one.
At least I can see it.
Five for Fowler or for Director Bradley.
Okay. Congratulations, Director Fowler, wherever you are. The further resolution says that the treasurer's written designation as assistant treasurer is carried on by the board of directors. I'm looking at if the treasurer's not here, I would.
Larry is the assistant treasurer.
He currently is the assistant treasurer. Mm-hmm. Would it be to the chairman's prerogative to continue that, or do we delay it for one more month?
Probably should delay it, but if there's no objection, I don't. It's really Tim's designation, but I think it's voted on, so.
He would serve until he's replaced, so.
Correct.
Yeah, that's so it would be.
So Tim, I don't think Tim would change it, but.
I don't think so either, but.
No, but
I think we just delayed it until next month.
Okay, motion. I'd like to have a motion to delay that particular resolution to next month.
So move.
So move. There's a second.
Second.
Okay. So next month we'll vote on Director Fowler's choice as assistant.
Need a roll call?
Let's roll call. Let's vote on the tabling of that act.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Yeah.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yeah. The resolution that's an item 15. We can go ahead and continue that, then vote on the resolution. It's not identified in the green sheet, but we can vote twice on the resolution. And that second, then we'll cover item 15 after we vote. Okay. I take that back. Item 14 and 15 will be voted together. So right now we'll need item 15 as the NARD director and alternate director. Nominations are open for the pink card of NARD representative. The nomination's open.
I nominate Rich Teaser.
Rich Teaser has been nominated. Any other nomination? Any other nomination? Okay. The motion to close. And vote by acclamation, Rich Teaser as our representative.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Okay, thank you. Congratulations, Rich. Rich is the electee. You designate an alternate. Or do we vote? Vote for the alternate? It said designate.
Vote.
Just a treasurer. Okay, so nominations are open for the alternate.
Alternate.
Let's open up the green sheets for alternate for the NARD representative.
I'll nominate Tim Fowler.
Fowler's been nominated. Any other nominations? I move the nominations be closed or invoke by acclamation that Tim Fowler is the alternate for an ARD. Is there a second?
Second.
Good seconding. It concludes the nomination process. Now, the resolution I'll read. Be resolved, following directors be and hereby elected officers of the Papillion Reserve Natural Resource District for the coming year until his successor has been elected. Jim Thompson, chairman. Rick Connolly as vice chairman. Rich Caesar, secretary. Tim Fowler as treasurer. Skip the second paragraph that has been tabled. Third paragraph, be further resolved that the presently elected treasurer uh, I've got to skip second and third. So the first paragraph I said, this, the last paragraph, be further resolved that Rich Teaser is hereby elected associate Nebraska NARD representative, and that Tim Fowler is hereby elected as the alternate. Understand? Second.
Second.
Comments from the public? Staff? Director? Roll call.
Teaser.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
Bonin.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Jeff.
Yes.
Corman.
Yes.
Dempsey.
Yes.
Jefferson.
Yes. Thank you very much, and I promise to serve in as good a capacity as I can as chairman, and I hope the other officers as well during the next year when we do this again. Item 16, informational items. Please note a couple of meetings coming up in Watershed, and we'll meet again in August. And item 17, we are adjourned.
Thank you.